Safadir Salmani, please straighten the rows. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله العظيم Inshallah, after the remaining dua, the lessons of hadith from Riyadh al-Salihin will take place. Inshallah, baqiya dua ke baad dars hadith hoga. Inshallah, it will be very beneficial. Brothers participate. Inshallah, sath shirkat farmaye bahut fayda hoga, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jalali wal ikram. 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 صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رحمتك يا رحمة إن شاء الله brief lesson of hadith will take place for us to participate إن شاء الله to be beneficial بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Inshallah, we'll be moving on to the next chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought in his kitab Riyadh al-Salihin. Very important kitab. He starts a kitab here. So at the start of this book, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has actually divided this kitab into different sections. Each section has a overarching theme, and then you have smaller chapters. So now the next kitab which is starting is Kitabul Adab. The chapter of etiquette, the chapter of character, the chapter of good qualities. So different ways of explaining this word adab. So different aspects of adab, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is now going to bring. So this is a very important kitab, book. It's like a book. It's a book in a book. And in this book there are different chapters. So the first chapter he starts in this kitabul adab is Babul Hayai wa Fadlihi وَالْحَثِّ عَلَى التَّخَلُّقِ بِهِمْ. The chapter of Haya, Haya and the virtues of Haya, and encouragement to try and bring this quality of Haya into one's life. So what is Haya? Different ways the Muhaddithun and the scholars have explained it. But in a nutshell, we can say possibly modesty is used, a certain aspect. Remember, there's different aspects of Haya. Like with every single khuluq, akhlaq, quality, sifat, there is an internal aspect and an external aspect. External aspect is what people may see on us. But internal aspect is generally between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes the external aspect, you know, people have expectation. For example, if they look at someone and say, this person is humble. Why is he humble? Because he doesn't talk much. Because he's very quiet, he's very silent. So externally, for some reason, we have described this person as that based on that. But there's another person, internally he regards himself as the lowest, as the worst. And he thinks of everyone as better than him, but at certain times he may speak, he may be a bit louder, he may be a bit more, have more of a personality. Some might say, he's not very humble. He doesn't have much tawadu, without realizing that actually the internal aspect is far more important. Externally superficial, and many times the internal reflects on the external. And some people's external is beautified, but the internal is lacking. So this is nifaq, hypocrisy. When externally a person, mashallah, knows how to deal with people, logon ke samne tawazu ki jo hai surat banana, in front of people showing ke I'm very mutawaze, I'm very humble, I'm very kind, I'm very generous, I'm very giving. But internally they don't have those qualities. It's a show, it's a facade. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can look through that. That's why in the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at your superficial aspects. Rather, Allah Ta'ala looks at your hearts. Hearts. And even when you enter Jannah, the person who enters Jannah will be someone who has qalbun salim. Sound heart. Pure heart. It's all about the heart. And the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. In the whole body there is one piece which, if that becomes correct, the whole body will become correct. And that's the heart. That's the root of everything. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, the first chapter he brings is on haya, modesty. So like I said, the external aspect. External aspect of modesty, you can see shyness, bashfulness. And it reflects when a person, especially when a male is in a gathering where there is a female, or a female is with a male, there's a natural element of haya. Similarly, when a person, and one of the reflections of haya is that when a person is faced with sin, something which is sinful, automatically they become shy and bashful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. The Sahaba ridwanullahi ajma'in had different expressions through which they display this haya. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's mentioned about him that many times, even when he would be alone, he would not expose his satr. Even when alone. And he would have this awareness that Allah Ta'ala is watching. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam characterized this as haya. That on one occasion where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to see him, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting, reclining, and his garment was raised. It wasn't above his knees, a bit lower than his knees. Some narrations do mention above his knees. And from this the Shawafi and the Hanaf, Imam Shafi and Imam Ibn Hanbal and others, they say that the knees are not part of the awrah. They say that based on this. But in some narrations it doesn't mention the knees. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's garment was raised and he was just under the knees. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu walked in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do anything. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu walked in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't change his posture. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu sought permission to come in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat properly and he pulled his garment even lower. And later, when Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had left, then the Sahabiyat, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr came, Umar came, radiallahu anhu. You didn't make any change to your posture. As soon as Uthman radiallahu anhu walked in, you changed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Uthman radiallahu anhu is a person who has a very high level of haya. If he was to see me like this, he wouldn't have been able to speak to me. He would have found it difficult to communicate. So this is the reality. Different people have different levels. One is a natural degree of haya. I remember one of my friends in madrasa, he started when he was, in college age, I think second year of college or something. And he would say to me, you know, when I was in college, had many of my friends, they had girlfriends. And it was very normal. He said, but myself, any time a girl would come in front of me, I'd become bright red and I couldn't talk to her. And he said, subhanAllah, naturally, innately, Allah Ta'ala had placed that haya in you that is becoming a barrier that is stopping you from falling into sin. Naturally. So one is a natural aspect, and then a person practices and furthers that. And one is a person who may not have that level of haya, but practices and tries to inculcate and bring that into their life. That's why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi said that in this chapter I'm going to talk about haya, modesty, shyness, bashfulness. Fadlihi, the virtues of it. Walhathi ala takhalluq. Takhalluq is from babu tafa'ul. Tafa'ul means even if you don't have it, to try and do it. Even if someone doesn't naturally have that level. Some people are very, mashallah, like you can have a man who's very, very, can speak to females without feeling shy and finds it very easy and this and that. Others get very shy. So now this person naturally can put themselves in a situation where they don't feel any pressure when they put themselves in a situation which is can potentially lead them into sin. But now they need to bring that quality of haya inside of themselves, bashfulness, modesty, shyness. And like I said, the greatest aspect of haya is, as many of the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mentioned, is haya with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haya with Allah. Allah is watching. How can I do this in front of Allah? How can I do this in front of Allah? You know, we say sharam, 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 sharam. Logon ke samne sharam. You know, in front of people we feel sharam. We feel shyness. How can I do that when someone's watching? So that level of sharam and shyness has to go with, connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching. How can I do it? Allah is watching. How can I say this? How can I do this? وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على رجل من الأنصار وهو يعيذ أخاه في الحياء فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعه فإن الحياء من الإيمان متفق عليه. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما فرماتے ہیں کہ اکتفا نبی اکرم صلى الله عليه وسلم نے نبی اکرم صلى الله عليه وسلم کے سامنے سے انصاری ایک صحابی گزرے اور وہ اپنے بھائی کو حیاء اور شرم کے بارے میں مطلب جو ہے تھوڑا ڈانٹ رہے تھے کہ بھئی تو زیادہ شرماتا ہے, تو زیادہ شرماتا ہے, اتنا شرماتا کیوں؟ تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فوراً فرمایا دعو, اس کو چھوڑو, اس کو چھوڑو, اس کو مت چھیڑو. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاءَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, چونکہ حیاء ایمان کا ایک حصہ ہے, شرم جو ہے ایمان کا ایک حصہ ہے. سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہما narrates that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, they passed by a person from the Ansar in front of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the state that that person was advising or lecturing his brother. In some narrations, he mentions yazjuruhu, yazjuruhu. Here he mentions ya'izuhu, he was advising him. Some narrations mention yazjuruhu, he was telling him off, he's rebuking him to stop being so shy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, leave him, because haya is from iman. So this is never something that we look at as a blameworthy quality. He gets too shy. You know, he can't do. Shyness is part of the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very shy, and the hadith is going to come. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very shy. If he would see something which he would find strange, if he would find wrong, if he would find sinful, if it was sinful, he would say it straight away. And if he would find difficult to explain or difficult to, mention or witness, then automatically he would see in the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'd become very uncomfortable. So the Sahaba would know straight away from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very uncomfortable. And this reflects heavily, especially on male and female interactions. There has to be a great degree of haya. Great degree of haya. We've seen our asatidha, our teachers, many of them very, very shy. Very shy even in the way that they would speak, in the way that they would talk. And what that shyness does is it's part of humility and tawadu as well. Just recently on the weekend, one of the scholars came from the big scholars in England, Mufti Naushad, so we came to Oldham. And he's the teacher of my father, and he's the teacher of many great scholars. So everybody sitting there is, you know, like a child to him. But then he was just sitting there quietly. And then he's asked to speak to them. Say, you're all scholars. I don't know what to say to you. You're all studied ilm. And then he said, I'll just tell you one or two things. And he said, one or two things. I said, but chalo, enjoy your food. And you see that, you know, shyness in him. So much shyness, finding it difficult to enjoy the limelight and publicity. So this is also a sign of iman. وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير. الحياء لا يأتي إلا بخير، متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم الحياء خير كله، أو قال الحياء كله خير. حسب اردو میں بول دیں گے ایک تو لفظ انشاءاللہ. سیدنا عمران بن حسین رضی اللہ عنہما فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ حیا خیر کے علاوہ، اچھائی کے علاوہ، بلائی کے علاوہ اور کسی چیز کو نہیں لاتا. مطلب جس شخص کے اندر حیا ہو، اس حیا کے بنا پر اس کے زندگی کے اندر خیر ہی خیر آئے گی. ٹھیک، ہم کیا سوچتے ہیں جس کے اندر حیا ہو، شرم زیادہ ہو، وہ بیچارہ زندگی میں جو ہے آگے نہیں بڑھے گا. We think this, isn't it? A person who has shyness inside of them is too shy. He's not going to get anywhere in life. You've got to be a bit out there. You've got to be a bit more, you know. We think whoever has too much sharam, whoever has too much shyness, too much haya, he's not going to go far in life. He's going to be stuck. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, haya does not bring anything except khair. Haya does not bring anything except... So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is changing our mindset. Are you understanding? We think this, isn't it, normally? This person is too shy. He's too shy. How is he going to get the job done? He's too shy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is changing our mindset. Haya only brings khair. Maybe zahiran, maybe temporarily, maybe in the first instance, they may not see the benefit, but long term they will see it. Inshallah, Allah will open the doors for them. Because this is a quality Allah Ta'ala really loves. And in one narration, al-haya'u khayrun kullu. Haya in its entirety is goodness. You know, shyness in its entirety is goodness. Never blame a person for shyness. Rather say, we should be like him. We should be shy like this person. Not very outspoken, very quiet, kind of keeps themselves to themselves. You put them in the limelight, they kind of shy away from it. Especially in, when it's gender mixed situations. Gender mixed situations is a time where the quality of haya should shine. It should shine. But what's happened now, because society has normalized, gender interactions and this and that. So then we think, even if you feel something, you get used to putting that feeling into a shelf and just kind of going with it. Yeah? Even if there's a feeling in the heart, like you understand what I'm trying to say. But Islamic society, subhanAllah, Rasulullah, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to Madian, and... when he was taking shelter in Madian and he had nowhere to go, no refuge, no place of stay, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Oh Allah, whatever khayr and goodness you bring to me, I am really in need of it. At that moment in time, these two ladies, they came, and they were waiting on the side, because all the shepherds, they were getting water out for their animals, and these two ladies were pushed to the side. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saw them. He said, you need water? He said, yes. He said, I'll get the water for you. So he got the water. He's a very strong person. He got the water, brought it out for them. Now these two ladies returned home, and they were the daughters of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. Sayyidatina Safura, one whose name was, and I can't remember the other one's name. And they returned back. They said to their father, Father, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam is a very old man. There's a man we met, and he's a very strong person, very trustworthy person, very good person. You know, he could have taken advantage of us. He said, no, I'll help you. And he didn't say anything. He just gave us our water and he went away. He's the best type of person to employ. You're an old person. You need help in your farming and this and that. So Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam said, yes, go and get, bring him back. So even in the Quran, when the description is mentioned, تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. Allah Ta'ala says, one of the two girls returned to Musa alayhi salam, and she was walking with so much haya. What does it mean by haya? So much shyness. In so much shyness, she came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. And she said, Oh, gentleman, my father is calling you so he can give you some reward because you helped me. And then when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam returned, the books of tafsir mention, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, look, I will walk in front. And I will hold a stick, a long stick, and you will hold the back of it. And I will walk in front, you walk behind me. So if you're walking in front, it's very uncomfortable for you because I'm behind you. I will walk in front, and wherever I have to turn right or left, just move the stick right or move the stick left, and I will know which direction to go. So you don't have to say a word to me, I don't have to look at you, we don't have to speak more than necessary, and this is how we will go to your house. Subhanallah. Every interaction was filled with haya. It's filled with haya. It's quality. So it's disappearing in our society. Aajkal kisi ke andar haya sharam ho, hum kehte ke bhai ye bichara jo hai, iski koi, he's not going to go far in life. It's a quality of nubuwa, it's a quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as I was saying, in gender interaction, this is, you know, haya should shine. It should shine, a person should feel shy. This is not normal for me. I can't do this. This is strange, this is awkward, this is weird.
وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے فرمایا کہ ایمان کا 70 سے زیادہ شاخیں ہیں. 70 سے زیادہ شاخیں, سوری 60 سے زیادہ شاخیں, 70 نہیں, 70 70 سے زیادہ شاخیں. بدعون کا مطلب ہے 3 سے 9 تک ایک نمبر, 3 سے 9 تک ایک رقم. 70 سے زیادہ شاخیں ہیں. او بدعون و 60 شعبہ, اور دوسری حدیث کے اندر آیا ہے کہ 60 سے زیادہ شاخیں. فافضلها قول لا اله الا الله, تو ایمان کی شاخوں میں سے سب سے افضل اور مقدم شاخ اور سب سے جو ہے ہاں افضل شاخ یہ فرمان کہ لا الہ الا اللہ, یہ زبان سے کہنا لا الہ الا اللہ سب سے اونچی شاخ ہے, کیونکہ اسی سے جو ہے انسان مسلمان بنتا ہے. اور سب سے کم درجے کا جو شاخ ہے ایمان کا وہ یہ ہے کہ راستے سے کوئی نقصان دہ چیز کو ہٹانا, یہ ایمان کا شاخ ہے. والحیاء شعبۃ من الایمان, اور حیاء ایمان کا ایک شاخ ہے. So this is a beautiful hadith of haya. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that iman has more than 70 branches or more than 60 branches. So what are the branches? SubhanAllah, some ulama have written in their kitabs what are each the branches of iman. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the greatest or the highest level of iman is to say the statement la ilaha illallah. Because of course this enters a person into Islam. Without that you're not a Muslim. And the lowest level of iman is to move something harmful from the street. So then if that's what? The lowest level of iman. Walk around our streets here. See the bin bags and the rubbish and the disgusting things that are thrown. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that is the lowest level of iman, to move something harmful from the street. What do? We throw harmful things in the street. We do the opposite. So we need to ask ourselves the question, are we even on the lowest level? I can't believe when I come to the masjid, this clothes thing that's there, when it's full, what do people do with their bags? They just dump them there. And it's a huge dump site. So many times I go to these clothes banks, I see it's full, I leave the bags in my car. My wife shouts at me, if the bags are still in the boot for so many weeks or whatever, so the bin was full, I'm not going to just leave them there. I'll wait for it to be empty and I'll put them another time. Why am I going to make a mess and just leave my bag there? What if it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks before it gets empty? Then in my bag of clothes, are just sitting there, maybe they'll become a home for mice, home for rats. So we have no aqal and no common sense. And to be honest, we need to question our iman and our level of iman. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying the lowest branch of iman is moving something harmful from the street. Or hamare andar kya hai? بھائی جب ربش کے لیے کوئی جگہ نہ ہو, ڈسٹبن فل ہے, ڈمپ سائٹ میں جا سکتے ہیں؟ نہیں نہیں چھوڑو, ادھر پارک میں جا کے ہم پھینک دیں گے پارک کے اندر. اور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیا فرما رہے ہیں, ایمان کا سب سے کم درجہ, کم شاخ یہ ہے کہ انسان راستے سے نقصان دہ چیز ہٹائے, اور ہم نقصان دہ چیز کو راستے میں پھینکتے ہیں, بالکل الٹ. And then after this Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says والحیاء شعبۃ من الایمان, and modesty, shyness, bashfulness, I like translating as shyness, because it is literally is shyness. You feel shy. This is a branch of iman. You know, there's a beautiful hadith. There was one of the great scholars of hadith. I think it was Al-Qa'nabi, rahmatullahi, but I've heard this story has been, it's not very authentic. But regardless, it's there in the books of history. That one, he had a very past life. He was a scholar of hadith later on. He became a big scholar of hadith. But he had a past life which was not very good, kind of, you could say, skeletons in his closet. He used to drink alcohol. He used to wear very bright red kind of clothes. And he used to just be someone that people used to stay away from. Now one day the great muhaddith, scholar of hadith, Imam Shu'bah, he came to the city that this person used to live. And when he came, the people surrounded him and people started asking him, tell us some hadith. And he was narrating hadith to them. Now this person, he heard about this. So he came out of his house. He was drunk. In one hand, he had a bottle of wine, alcohol. In the other hand, he had a knife. And he started coming to the crowd. Everybody saw him. Everybody started moving away. This person is pagal, crazy, whatever. So he came all the way close to Sayyidina Shu'bah. Great muhaddith. Sayyidina Shu'bah saw him. And obviously these are awliya of Allah, saints of Allah. They look and they know what is going on with this person. So he says, You know hadith? Yes. Tell me a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned beautiful hadith. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ Shu'bah said, I heard my ustad narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the hadith. So Sayyidina Shu'bah said, he said, I heard from my ustad who narrated from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Important, but let's listen, let's ignore that. Elders, mashallah. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone listen to this hadith inshallah carefully, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَفَعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ If you have no haya, then do whatever you want. Agar aapke andar haya na ho, sharam na ho, to jo ji chahe kar lo. Chunke haya insaan aur gunah ke darmiyan ek hail ban jata hai. Aur jab ye hail darmiyan se nikal jata hai, to insaan ke andar kisi bhi cheez karne ka maadda hai. Koi bhi buri cheez insaan aasani se kar sakta hai. Ya sharam aur haya jo hai insaan ko rokta hai bahut sari buraiyon se. To Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya farmaya? Agar aapke andar haya na ho, to jo ji chahe karo. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَفْعَلْ مَشِدْ He said this hadith to this person. And this hadith struck a chord with him. That I have lost all sense of sharam. I don't care. I'm drinking alcohol in front of people. Ekwatan, I'm drinking alcohol. I can't go in front of people. What will people say? I'm drinking alcohol in front of people. I'm wearing these bright red clothes. I'm walking around like this. I don't care what people think. Yeah? I've got no sharam. I've got no haya. I've got no shame. Shame. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, if you've lost that, do whatever you want. There's no way you're going to get to Jannah. You're going to fall into every single sin because there is nothing to stop you from doing it. And it affected him so much, he made tawbah, he changed his life around, and he became one of the great muhaddithun of the time. It had a very big effect on him. The last hadith, inshallah, وَعَنْ أَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِيِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ But anyway, this hadith mentions that haya is a very important branch of iman. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها فإذا رأى شيئا يكرهه عرفناه في وجهه متفق عليه سيدنا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه فرماتين كان نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم اس عورت سے زیادہ حیاء رکھتے تھے جس عورت کی نئی نئی شادی ہو رہی ہے اور پہلی رات اپنے شوہر کے ساتھ گزار رہی ہے اس سے زیادہ حیاء اور شرم نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اندر تھی اور اگر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو کسی چیز ناپسند ہوتی تو فوراً ہم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے چہرے سے پہچان لیتے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو یہ عمل پسند نہیں ہے تو یہ حیاء کا ایک اثر بھی ہے شرم کہ فوراً جو ہے پہچان جائے کہ یہ شخص یہاں پہ جو خوش نہیں ہے اس چیز سے سیدنا ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that a beautiful hadith, really, we understand the level of haya. I was just mentioning, I think you came in a little bit later, that shyness in our day and age and our interactions, especially with males and females, because we've normalized, you know, we've normalized everything. So what happens is, we don't feel much. Or if we do, we shelve those feelings, like we don't think about them too much because we've normalized it. Remember, because we studied in madrasa. We were in madrasa for many years. Male-only environment. Then when many of our students would come out, they go into colleges, universities, they just didn't know how to interact with the females. So shy, and because subhanAllah, they've been in such a secluded and you could say sheltered environment, and now they're going in, now people will say, how are you going to live your life though? And it's a good question, society hasn't changed so much. But society now is a society where there is no shame, no haya, no shyness. So anyone who has shyness is looked at as a bad trait, as a bad quality. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying shyness is goodness in its entirety. There is nothing about shyness that is bad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more bashful let's use that word, was more bashful than Azra. Azra is a virgin lady, a lady who has never been married before. Fi khidriha, on the first night that she's with her husband. First night, she just doesn't know how to talk, she doesn't know how to interact. She has never spoken to other males. And now it's the first night she's with her husband. How much shyness she feels. The Prophet ﷺ was more shy than that. Who's saying this? The Sahaba are saying this. The people who would always see him would see the Prophet ﷺ to be very shy. Very, very shy. That when you sat with the Prophet ﷺ, he's just interaction. You're not a shy person. You just know it. That this person, he's quite shy. He's quite shy. The Sahaba knew the Prophet ﷺ to be the most shyest of people. And that was a good quality of the Prophet ﷺ. If the Prophet ﷺ, فَإِذَا رَأَى شَيْئًا, if he saw something, Nabi ﷺ, يَكْرَهُهُ, which he disliked, عَرَفْنَاهُ فِي وَجْهِهِ, we would recognize it on his face that he doesn't like it. He's uncomfortable with the situation. And they would automatically adjust themselves accordingly. And if the Prophet ﷺ is relaxed, that means everything is fine. If his face changes, he's uncomfortable, if something is not right, so automatically they would rectify themselves. And right at the end, he's brought a passage. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah describes haya. He says, "Qala al-ulama, haqiqatul haya'i khuluqun yab'athu 'ala tarkil qabih wa yamna'u min at-taqsir fi haqqi dhil haqqi." He says the scholars say that the reality of haya is such a quality, a characteristic, which makes a person stay away from qabih, bad things, things which are not good. And it makes a person avoid not fulfilling the rights of those people who have rights over them. The rights of parents, rights of other family members, neighbors, friends, etc. Haya makes a person say, I need to fulfill the right of this person fully.
وَرَوَيْنَا عَنْ أَبِي الْقَاسِمِ الْجُنَيْدِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الْحَيَاءُ رُؤْيَةُ الْآلَاءِ أَيِّ النِّعَمِ وَرُؤْيَةُ التَّقْصِيرِ فَيَتَوَلَّدُ بَيْنَهُمَا حَالَةٌ تُسَمَّى حَيَا.
Sayyidina Abu al-Qasim al-Junayd, Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say that haya is to see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to see the weaknesses inside of a person. That I am not worthy of these blessings Allah has given me. So when a person has that full awareness, Allah ta'ala hane mujhe bahut ni'matun se nawaza hai aur main in ni'matun ka mustahiq nahi tha, to insaan ke andar jab ye pura ehsas aa jaye to phir isse jo hai ek sifat paida hoti hai jiska naam haya hai. That when a person has full awareness of Allah's blessings and full awareness that he doesn't deserve them, then from that a quality is born which is called haya. So it's not just natural shyness. Natural shyness is good, but it's the start. The reality of haya is where it connects with a person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Makes them stay away from sinful actions, whether they're in the public eye, whether they're in the private eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the correct understanding. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, shalala, astaghfirullah, wa ta'ala.
Is the door?
Yes. Oh.